You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. An arrest in a shadowy neighborhood of Belgrade and on the streets of Sarajevo, jubilation.
I don't think there is a jubilation, but there is some relief because they have waited too long, which was a disgrace for the international community, for the world justice, and of course for Serbia.
Call it jubilation or call it relief, whatever you call it, one of the world's greatest war criminals and most wanted men is in the custody of the UN War Crimes Tribunal after 13 years on the run. Former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has twice been indicted by the UN War Crimes Tribunal. He's accused of 16 counts of genocide. Joining us is BBC producer with the World Service Serbian section, is Slobodan Topovic. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks. Good morning from London.
Good morning from London. As far as you can tell, how did this arrest take place?
Well, some details just appeared during the press conference given by the chief prosecutor of the Serbian court for war crimes. According to them, Mr. Karadzic, believe it or not, spent a number of years working as a physician, as a doctor in Belgrade under false identity. He grew up a very long gray beard and dyed his hair, and no one knows he obtained false IDs as well, so he walked around just like a free man. No one knows about that till officially yesterday evening when he was arrested on the bus.
But what led to that arrest?
Well, you know, there is an obligation side of the Serbian government to fully cooperate with the Hague Tribunal, former Yugoslavia, and one very important carrot, especially for the newly formed pro-European government in Belgrade, is the possibility of European membership in the European Union. So that's a sort of a precondition. Karadzic and his wartime general, General Mladic, have to be arrested and transferred to the Hague Tribunal as a sort of precondition for Serbia's accession towards Europe. So newly pro-European government did some changes, especially in the secret services in the state and the military secret services, and definitely they did something they should have done a long time ago.
Well, Slobodan, we heard on the streets of Sarajevo, where Radovan Karadzic committed or is alleged to have committed many of his war crimes, a sense of relief and celebration because of this arrest. Is that the same throughout former Yugoslavia?
Well, I can speak only for Serbia itself. I think that is sort of a relief in Serbia amongst the large number of people who just think that with Karadzic and possibly and probably Mladic's arrest, the page in their very nasty history, very troublesome history, will be definitely closed. There were some very small demonstrations yesterday evening when the news about Karadzic's arrest was firstly announced. But the numbers were very small. People saying that there are more onlookers and police and journalists around than the participants in those demonstrations. Probably hardcore nationalists were there, but nothing substantial. We are just waiting for political parties in Serbia just to hear their reactions. We can tell with certainty that pro-European government and the parties which are in the government will, of course, welcome that event as a sort of a step forward towards the European integration. Quite interesting is that one member of that newly formed coalition is the Socialist Party, former president, Serbia president, and Hague identity, late Slobodan Milosevic. And the leader of that party is the Minister of Police, and the police, the Ministry of Interior in Serbia, published a statement saying that they were not involved in the arrest of Mr. Karadzic.
That's interesting. You mentioned Slobodan Milosevic, of course, the defendant at the last very high-profile trial at The Hague on war crimes. It was dragged out for a long period of time. It was, in some sense, a comedic show trial that Milosevic appeared to have taken control of in his own defense. Are people in Serbia worried that this could be the same kind of show trial with limited results?
You know, but people in Serbia have a sort of a very formed opinion about the Hague Tribunal, especially after two very prominent cases. This is Mr. Oric, the defender, the Bosnian army commander of the defense forces in Srebrenica, and Mr. Ramush Haradinaj, former Kosovo prime minister and Kosovo Liberation Army commander during the war in Kosovo. those two gentlemen were freed by the court in Hague. So Serbs are mainly in largely firm in their opinion that that Hague tribunal is definitely and utterly anti-Serbian. Hmm. On the other hand, they're well aware that without the cooperation with the Hague Tribunal, the chances for Serbia to reach European Union as their outmost target were minimal.
Right.
So I think it's just a sort of a rational compromise with their conscience. They say, okay, we are against that court. We don't treat the court as a fair one, but we need a better future for us and for our kids. So if that's the price we have to pay, we are going to pay it.
And at the very least, it seems as though Radovan Karadzic is on his own on this one with all the incentives moving towards cooperation with the International Tribunal in The Hague. Slobodan Topovic, BBC producer with the World Service Serbian section. Thanks for joining us from London. And of course, the big headline from this story is in Khartoum, where the Sudanese president, Bashir, who was indicted by the War Crimes Tribunal, is probably looking at this very, very closely. Time is not necessarily on the side of War Crimes Tribunal fugitives.